State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time. The realest and rawest conversations go down on Big Facts Friday.
Live from iHeart Studios. It's time for Big Facts Friday. Not just any Big Facts Friday.
It's a super special edition.
The most special edition of Big Facts Friday. Big Bank, Baby J, DJ Scream, Shy Jones, Big Homie Kodak, remembering our brother, our family, the one and only Duct Tape Dave.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Long live Duct Tape Dave. How's everybody doing? You know, this is important. We wanted to do this. This is therapy, you know what I'm saying? We all family, so we come together and we could talk about anything. And we consider, like, the people that support us and watch us, especially the Big Facts Friday people, we consider them like extended family. They always supporting us, sharing and commenting and just spreading, you know what I'm saying, the Big Facts Friday movement. But, you know, I always got to do the wellness check. So this might be a little bit different of a wellness check, but I got to check on my people and say, is everybody good?
No.
And that's fair. And in that, it's okay not to be good because we're being transparent and we're saying that we're not good. But when you think about, and we'll get to a word and everything like that, when you think about, I think everybody deserves to have like a true friend. You dig what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that go through this journey to say, I never had a friend, or my friend backstabbed me, or I never had somebody that will be there for me regardless of what goes on and this, that, and the third. So I just want to say to everybody here, you know, as we work through it, it's going to be something that you'll never understand. It's not going to ever make sense. But you blessed to have had a true friend, a true brother, you know what I'm saying, and somebody that's still watching over you. Doesn't stop. Doesn't ever stop. A lot of the things we heard at his service, you know what I'm saying, we can internalize it. We can feel it. We can feel that. It was a spirit talking. You dig what I'm saying? So I don't have all the answers. You know what I'm saying? And we all process differently. But let's just open the floor. We got some wine. You know, maybe we can pull it up. Toast it up.
Yeah.
And let's just talk about our brother. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about our brother, Duct Tape Dave.
Okay. So today's word is grieving versus mourning. So the textbook definition of grieving is to suffer grief, to feel grief for or because of, or to cause great distress.
What's grief, though?
Grief is deep sorrow, especially sorrow that is caused by someone's death. Okay. The urban definition of grieving is to feel intense sorrow. So that's that. The other word is mourning. The textbook definition of mourning is the expression of deep sorrow for someone who has died, typically involving certain conventions such as wearing black clothes. That doesn't make sense. Okay. And then the urban definition of mourning is a state of mourning. Mourning is a state in which someone is going through grief or loss and is now solitary and sad. So basically, mourning is like once you've grieving, that's not a word, is it? Once you've grieved
grief.
A certain person or a particular event, and then you sit to yourself and mourn, like mourn. Alone type
right.
shit.
Right.
So. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. I think they're all healthy. I think that, you know what I'm saying, grief and, you know, like I said, everybody process is different. I think it's all healthy. Like, you definitely got to have some time alone. You don't want to have all the time alone. You also got to get around loved ones, you know what I'm saying? And I think that they're all a healthy part of the process, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, that nigga Dave album made me tap out, bro.
What you mean?
I don't know, bro. I ain't never felt like this.
Yeah.
But I can hear that nigga like, Big, you bitching up, Big. Real shit, bro. I don't know. I don't know if I'm grieving, mourning, in shock, or what. I don't know, bro.
Probably a combination.
I was going to say a combination of it all.
That nigga let me know I ain't never gave a fuck about a nigga dying till he died. Mm. And that's real shit. And I thought I did, but I was listening to the shit, Boosie said one time, like, no, that shit I never did could resonate with that when he's like, once you lose a brother, it never heals. Y'all seen that before on Instagram?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't really resonate it with that to this. I tricked myself like I was okay to go to the funeral. I woke up the next day, and nigga ain't called me. That shit different, bro. Mm. He called me every day. Big, what you doing? You on it? You on your shit? What you doing? That shit crazy, bro. But, you know, we ain't going to make this shit another funeral, sir. We going to celebrate, bro. Mm-hmm.
Dave would light up the room. It's so many times, Dave, like, you know, some people just had that energy. Like, I'll be happy to see all of y'all, you know what I'm saying? But Dave just had a way of, some people just have an inexplicable energy that you just can't. You just start talking like, what's up, P? You gonna come get the tacos? You go there, you know what I'm saying? Just an energy where, and I, my last one-on-one encounter with him, I pulled up at the spot And then when he opened the door and I looked at the spot in the clothes, I was like, oh shit. I'm thinking I'm finna, you know, you go to somebody's spot, get some clothes and some little boxes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, no, no,
some
no,
bullshit
no.
going on. You yeah, know what I'm saying?
He had the whole house
shit,
like a store.
He got that shit.
Yeah, it's a store.
And I went over and started touching it, like, oh shit, you got apparel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This ain't like, Burks.
This ain't Burks.
This is clothing.
Yeah, man, I don't figure this shit out. He had it all together, you know what I'm saying? I hope and pray, and I know y'all gonna keep that Vexify going. His kids gonna be good. His family, sure. You know what I'm saying? His mama, sure. Mama looks strong at the service. You know, that's just my hopes and prayers, and I've been praying, you know what I mean, for y'all's strength and the family strength and everybody's strength, but we got to keep it going because that's what he would have wanted.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts. Ain't no other way. Ain't no other way, but, bruh. I don't know, bruh. That nigga Dave, hell of a nigga, bruh. I pray for everybody in the world to experience a friend like that.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I was saying. You deserve that. Maybe you deserve it.
Yeah. I just know that, at least for me and my experience with Dave, is like, once I became cool and close with y'all, Dave made me feel like I'm a part of family. Mm-hmm. Like, if Dave was around, I automatically felt safe. Yeah. And he always told me I was safe. You know what I mean? Like, Dave had just had one of those spirits that he didn't just check on you. He checked on things that was a part of you. Like, check on Chance, you know, like me coming to the spot. Or even if I even called Dave, it could be for the most random shit, Dave was always going to answer. Mm. If I need to pull up over there for something, he was always mm-hmm. going to answer the door with a big old smile.
Yeah.
And a big old hug. Like, I just know that Dave was a very genuine good person. And he lit up every room he walked in with that big old smile and his spirit, like... He always checked on you, always wanted you to be better than whatever you were the day before. Mm-hmm. And if you was working on anything, he gonna inquire about it. Mm-hmm. And tell you, you could do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember one time I was talking about cameras, and Dave literally texted me. He was like, what's that camera you want? Send it to me. Send it to me. And then we end up getting the camera. Mm-hmm. Well, before we got the camera, he was like asking me about it. Then it was the time where he was just like, you need another camera? Just come to the spot and pick up this camera. I ain't even using it. You could do something better with it than I can. Mm. So I just know, like, Dave was a very, very great person, and I know what he meant to you and Jade, and I'm so sorry.
I don't mean to correct it. We gonna not say was. He is, because he's still here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nigga's spirit still here.
Big
like,
facts.
I'm telling you, like, I can feel that nigga, bro. I can feel that. That's what made me so emotional. I can feel that nigga telling me.
I think one thing about Dave and like everybody here, like, cause I just met Banker J in like 2020, 2019. And I remember when I met y'all. You know, so when you meet certain people, it take time to get acclimated. I don't remember Dave was just a cool nigga. He was just cool. I just remember me and Dave being cool. It just happened. That was just him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can hear his voice now in my head. Like, the last time I saw him was at the celebrity basketball game. We did.
We ain't gonna be able to do this shit.
Even if we do it, like I said, it ain't even about putting it out. It ain't even about the all this shit. It can just be a therapy or just speaking. If we need to just speak.
Yeah, we just need to talk
about
it.
You know what I'm saying? We could sit here. I got all night for my family. If somebody else got to go, whatever y'all got to do, it's cool. We ain't got to, it ain't about putting out an episode. That shit is way
right.
deeper than that.
You know? I just want to talk to y'all, because I wanted to say this Saturday, but I think Screen probably the only person knows the situation I was in, like, professionally before I started fucking with y'all. Y'all just made me feel like family, for real, because I was fucking lost. And Dave was a part of that. Dave is a part of that. The type of the type of spirit that's in this room right now is it represents who his spirit really is, and it's immortal. Yeah, it's immortal.
Yeah, you're right.
You die twice. You die physically, and when people stop speaking your name,
that'll never happen.
So Dave is immortal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That real shit, yike. Who the fuck came up with this? Me?
Yeah, this was you.
I don't know, but listen, I need therapy. I just booked me a motherfucking grief counselor. Nigga, I'm going to do whatever I can do to bounce back, because the worst thing I can do is lay down. That nigga going to be, bro, you a bitch. I know him. Like, you bitching up, bitch. You ain't never bitched up, bro. You bitching up, nigga. I'm good. You need to try to get here where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I'm at peace. My nigga at peace. Mm-hmm. That nigga Dave was stressing about that goddamn going blind shit. You know, bro, we're down to 80% blind. I'm the only nigga in the car with that nigga late night, letting him crack. They die, nigga. Fucking crack. That ain't bullshit. You like, I can't see, bitch. I like, yes, you can, nigga. Drive. So I had to drive that nigga that last time, bro. That he drove me from since we were kids, bro. Like, and niggas always say, bro, you my partner, bro. You really my pops, bro. You my partner, but you my pop. You taught me how to be a man. Nigga, you ain't never sugarcoat, nigga. You'll tell me. At first, I used to get in my feelings. You be like, bro, you acting like a bitch. I used to thought you was calling me a bitch. Acting like a bitch and calling you a bitch is two different things. I say, that nigga a bitch, another nigga, he know he's a bitch. We canceling him out. I say, you acting like a bitch, he changed it.
Like, yeah, like you can come back from that.
Yeah, you can. No, real shit. That nigga broke it down to me like, bro, I had to listen to what you say. You said I was acting like one. That mean I'm not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you, them other people, you be like, bro, that nigga a bitch.
Yeah, yeah, like.
You know what I'm saying? That's the
when you acting like one, you on the road there, like, just tripping. Turn around. Yeah, you, God damn. Like,
and then,
don't
then,
do
you,
it.
You tell me the same shit like, bro, you bitching up. You bitching up, bitch. And I can hear that nigga right now saying, bro, finish the motherfucking podcast, bro. Y'all do this shit. You bitching up, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, is you, nigga, what's happening? Nah, but that nigga tell me, goddamn, let some shit go, and then I turn around, he in it. Like, bro, let that shit go, bro. That shit lying. Then I wake up in the morning, he talking about it. That's a different kind of dude, bro.
Yeah.
Like, any nigga that mistreated that nigga, I wish you nothing but some fuck shit. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And that's real shit, because that nigga didn't deserve nothing but love, bro. That nigga heart was in the right place. This was a different type of nigga. And niggas going to say that about their partner, but Dave was different, bro. Any nigga that he touched, and for any nigga that been reaching out to me, DMing me, texting me, I got it. Thank you. I appreciate it. But it just make me too emotional to talk to people that love him like I do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry for just ignoring people's texts, but I'm trying to do better. But I ain't never felt this.
No, nobody, bro. Nobody. Yeah, y'all know about it, nothing, bro.
Yeah, like, no, yeah. I'm just saying, though, but not because people coming in good spirits and checking on nigga, but I just never felt this type of pain. My grandma passed, that lady was everything to me, but I could accept that. It's like, I'm trying to figure out how to accept their death, bro. That nigga was healthy. The autopsy, we didn't do no half autopsy. We did a full autopsy. And wasn't nothing wrong with him. He wasn't sick. He wasn't on no drug. He was nothing. This nigga, it's time to go. And I just be questioning God. That shit tested my faith. That shit tested everything within inside of me. We started playing. I used to tell that nigga, if something happened to me, make sure my kid, we never talked about it. Something happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date,
Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shy, you was talking earlier about like how he supported you, like with the photography and shit. Dave was the first nigga like to wear some shit that I designed, like that Homie Mania shirt. Like, and he was the nigga when it came to designs. Mm-hmm. Like, his shit is hard. Vexify is crazy.
Yeah. Duct tape merch was hard too.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and he was just slanging them fucking hoodies. Like, so for a nigga like that to see what I'm doing and post the shit, he took a picture of my shit and posted it on his gram. So for a nigga like that who is an expert and professional at what they're doing, to see me and the shit that I'm trying to do and embrace that. Yeah, he didn't have to do that.
I think that just shows you the type of person he was. Everybody that was around him, he was like boosting up, like the Sad Boys, like really amping them up. And, you know, like anything anybody was doing, he was all in and supportive to, especially if he fucked with you.
No, I'm going to say shout out to all day partners that came in from Chicago, Detroit, North Carolina, niggas he fought with that I was just mutual, California, that I was just mutual with. We just had this one thing, like I told him, Shy, this your sister. Shreem, this your brother. Kodak, this your brother.
Yeah.
So that's how he gonna treat it. Niggas that he fought with, he be like, Paint, this your brother. Like, that's how we induce each other. Instead of be like, this my, if he say, no, me and Day had inside jokes on the world. If he say, Then my partner, that mean, bro, fuck him. Baby. Like, then my partner, such said, that mean, but he say, this your brother? Yeah. That mean, bro, I fuck with this nigga, so fuck with him.
Yeah.
And vice versa. So anytime I introduce Shy, Jay, well, not Jay, Jay, Laura, been the big girl, been the Shy, Scream, Yike, I be like, this your brother, Kodak. This your brother, Scream. This your brother, this your sister, Jones. You know what I'm saying? And I promise you, now one of y'all can't say that nigga ain't treat y'all like a brother or sister.
Man. Nah.
Top to bottom.
Yeah.
And it was vice versa.
Undeniably. Like,
any nigga, T.T. Odie, goddamn, Ghost, niggas that he fuck with. He fuck with these niggas. I reciprocate the same energy for them niggas. Because he got a great judge of character.
I was just thinking that.
You know what I'm saying? And I do too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That nigga stood in the paint with me through anything. Fuck a 3 second violation. Nigga, I'm in the paint with my boy. And that's what it is. Like I said earlier, I pray that everybody who deserve it have a friend like Dave one day. Because I know I could never find another Duct Tape Dave ever. Mm-hmm. I got friends that I love. I got niggas that I fuck with. But that nigga was different. Mm-hmm. That nigga was different. He one of them niggas that do shit you don't even know you need done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I pull up the barber house. We finna do our shit. Big, I got you a goddamn... I got you a vegan sandwich, nigga. Nigga, I got me Chick-fil-A, but I got you some shit with that donut. You know what I'm saying? It's a joke, but, you know. Like, I'm going to make sure you eat just shit that you don't even think that a nigga would do, bro. My kids, that nigga took care of my kids. That nigga took care of my wife. That nigga took care of my bitches. Real, bro. That nigga took care of everything that I fucked with, bro. He fucked with it, bro. And I don't have no pride when it comes to how I love this nigga. I don't have no pride on what it is, our secrets and all that shit. I take them forever. He took all our shit to the grave. You know how you can tell a nigga certain shit when you vulnerable and never hear it again? Mm-hmm. Dave, that nigga, you can tell that too. You know how you can tell certain shit to certain niggas and hear it again? Shit that I told Dave, shit that me and the nigga went through, I never heard it again. That's a different type of loyalty, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think just from where we sit right now, like the pastor said Saturday, he's gone in the body, but the spirit is eternal. The spirit is omnipresent. So if you feel like you alone, you're never alone. That spirit of Dave is with you.
No, that's big facts. That's what I'm saying. But that shit hurt worse. Knowing that a nigga somewhere still trying to be strong for you and he gone.
Mm.
That shit hurt me, bruh. Because I can feel this nigga still, like, bruh, that funeral, bruh. It's like that nigga just like, bruh, look at this shit, bruh. I'm all white, bruh. I'm flexing on these fuck niggas. I can just hear him and hear him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? While I'm sitting there looking at the obituary and shit, he like, bro, you did that. I could just feel him trying to make me be strong, even though I was at my weakest moment ever in my life. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could feel this nigga still, like it's a picture. Somebody posted a picture on the internet. Let me let you see it. Somebody posted a picture on the internet, like, Day got them watching back, but a lot of niggas didn't know they can see. You know what I'm saying? They can see shit. Nigga blind as a motherfucker. They'd be like, bro, you know on your security, I can't see. Just move out the way and point. I'll squeeze on these nigga ass, bro. You know what I'm saying? Where that shit at,
the
man?
The picture on the hike explains it all. When he was lifting you up.
Oh my God. I'm going to turn that shit to a motherfucking... I'm gonna turn that shit to CDT, man. Clayton David Tatum, man. Creating Different Thoughts. That's the new foundation. That shit in the works right now, man. Mm. CDT, man. But that nigga is the master of pulling me up, bro. Mm. Like, only reason why I'm gonna be at peace and still remain humble because I know that's what he wants. They kept me off y'all niggas' ass.
No, for 100, real.
Because I be glitching out. That's how the nigga do. He be like, shit. I be like, bro, I'm finna do this. Go ahead.
go ahead, me, bro. I ain't with that. You stupid. But I'm with you. So if I say go ahead, that means you tripping. Not saying he ain't gonna tell me you tripping. Go ahead, bro.
But I'm gonna still be right here with you.
No, I ain't going with you. You dumb.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that kind of make me, I get in the car like, I can't go ahead when I you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go in the house. I'm gonna go ahead in the house. You know what I'm saying? Nah, that nigga different. That nigga different, bro. Like, I wouldn't give a damn what you say, bro. That nigga, that is different. Hold on, let me find that, that picture. But, Joe, you said you had a question. What was it, babe?
The question was for you and Jade. So first I want to start by saying Dave's service was beautiful. Like, it was very King-like. Like, I've never seen anybody rap a church. Like, to have those big old pictures, like, wrapped up on the wall, the 10-foot.
I still don't know how I did that shit. Shout
out to how that shit come.
Yeah, yeah. Like, when I say it was beautiful, like, even just walking up to the door, seeing him on the doors, it was emotional, because still, it doesn't seem real.
Yeah, it don't.
It don't seem real.
Right now, no.
It doesn't seem real. Like, I've been driving Chance to school, and it just don't seem real, you know? But, the service was beautiful, and my question is about you guys' religion, Ephi, because I noticed that it seemed like we were having two different religions at one, which was, like, very respectful to me, because you had the immediate family walk in, and then you guys walked in. But then I seen a portion where some walked in and walked out, so I kind of wanted you guys to kind of explain, like, how does Ephi handle people going to the other side?
So, well, basically, go ahead, Jay. You want to go ahead?
Yeah. So basically, the way that this particular situation was handled is because, like, you know, we're Ephi, but the rest of Dave's family was Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be selfish to say that, okay, well, we're just going to do an Ephi service because he was Ephi and, you know, like, fuck the other shit, whatever, whatever. So.
But he grew up Christian, right?
Right.
Okay.
So the traditional Christian service, you know, was planned in addition to the Ephi service that we had the night before. But it was like the Ephi service was like the shit that people have, like, the rehearsal dinner before they get married, and then the shit that we did on Saturday with the traditional Christian people was, like, the big fluffy wedding and all of that stuff. So it was, you know, they had the pastor who was preaching about, you know, Jesus and all of that stuff to the people that were there for that. And it was certain little things that had to be done to send his spirit off the right way based upon what we believe in. So when we came in, you know, we handled that part of it. We did it. And then that was the end of it. And that's when, you know, they closed the casket and, you know, did everything that they had to do. But it wasn't like it was two services or anything like that. It was just certain things that had to be done before the finality of everything, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, is there a way that you could explain, like, the send-off? Like, what?
It's like, basically, like we have certain things, like deities and orishas. Like, it's a different orisha for everything. It's an orisha over sickness, love, health, just different orishas. They're like,
Jesus. They're like managers, like, over
Jesus.
Each thing.
We say Jesus. How they say Jesus is one person over all your sins. We got in Ephi, you got Ogun, Elekba,
Shango,
Odomar. Oh, yeah. Jesus got a lot of different people that's over different things. And this was before Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This was before they came up with Christ or whatever, or he was born or whatever. This is the oldest religion known to man, Africa. So when you seen us, when they pray and put his pot, his Ephi pot in there, that's what he prayed to every five days. They put that in his pot so he can bury it. When you see us walk backwards, that means we'll never turn our back on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We walking backwards because that's a sign of respect.
you still here with us. You're going to ride with us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't expect people to understand it. I don't expect people to join it. I don't expect people to nothing. But that shit changed my brother's life. It changed my life. When he went, I went. When I went, Jade went. Mm-hmm. They was the first person to go say, nah, this shit for real, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? All that positive shit you see that we doing, me and Jade, they started that. Like, bro, I'm telling you, we got to get on this shit. Mm. Mm. And then I told Baba, I said, when that happened today, me knowing that he was what he was, I think this shit fake. How my partner passed. And what he told me was, son, Tatum, because that's what he called, Tatum did his job on Earth. Try to do yours.
Mm. He fulfilled his destiny.
He fulfilled his destiny. Try to fulfill yours. You worry about Tatum. Tatum in paradise. Even though me come from where I come from, fuck all that. What my boy? Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it makes sense. He's like, there's no way you can. It's not an untimely death. When people get killed, that's an untimely death. When people get a car accident, that's untimely. This is a timely death. He passed away after he got through cooking for his ancestors on Wednesday night for Thursday morning. That's different. Like that pastor said, even though it all connects and resonates, that pastor said Jesus died at 33. He was naming all the people that died in on Nipsey died in their 30s. All the good died young. That's why I was like, I ain't being good. I'm trying to stay here for a minute. Shit. Cause that nigga Day, I'm gonna keep it 100, bro. Homie shifted all the way over. He wasn't playing. He was not playing. And I feel like that's when it's time for you to go when you
figured it out.
Yeah, man. When you don't live out your destiny, man, it's like it's crazy, bro. It's crazy. That nigga's spirit was like none other, bro. Like he could be down or going through something, but in order to lift you up, he not gonna go through nothing. If that makes sense, what I'm saying. Like, my problems is exempt because I'm here to lift you up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. Selfless.
Like, yeah, that's the selfless. Word. Selfless. No, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then this shit's so crazy, bro. The last event he came to a perspective with Bank, with me, he came in there. He like, bro, I want to hit Nunu. Shouts out to OG Nunu. I want to hit Nunu. You know I like her. That shit she be talking. That New Orleans talk, I like her. But, and I was going to put him on Nunu. Shouts out to my dog Nunu. But after that, I did the party with Pat. It wasn't that he didn't come. He just for no reason. Like, bro, I'm tired. The hype, he didn't come. I feel like he was trying to show me I can. Bro, go ahead, bro.
You don't need me here in the flesh. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Go ahead, bro. And I'm just being real. Like, my wife can tell you, bro, she came to my spot that Monday. I told her, just take my keys and leave. I'm straight. I need to be by myself. All the way to Wednesday, to Jay called, and then she went and found Dave passed away or whatever. It was already on me. I ain't know what wrong with everybody. And what wrong with you? I was like, I don't know, bro. I'm just glitching. I'm thinking I'm just tripping. It was this nigga done accepted that he ready to go, and I don't even know. I feel like once you know when it's your time, bro. You know when you finna go. That nigga, bro, the nigga just got a spot. Man, this nigga ain't never got condos apart. You know what I'm saying? Me and Shantae were going through I went and rushed and got me a condo last year because he was bullshitting. Like, bro, I ain't ready. I went and got me one. So he was like, shit, you got a one bedroom, you should have got a two. You know what I'm saying? He went and got him a two bedroom or whatever. This nigga ain't had his condo 2 weeks. And they called me like, bro, I done started dreaming. I ain't never dreamed before. He said, bro, I never dreamed before. The apartment, they the one. I'm on the top floor, bro. I got a pent. This motherfucker, I'm dreaming. I ain't take that for what it was, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know how to receive that. Like you start dreaming what you was getting to peace.
Mm. Was he able to tell you what the dreams were?
No, he was just saying I done start dreaming. I never dreamed.
Mm. Yeah.
Basically, I would just say taking it like you finally getting rest because he was staying in the in a spot like people coming in and out and shit like that. He was living in his spot. You know, he done turned that shit into like the party house. Living them come over there late night. They party all night. Casamigos. You heard living at the Fruit of like, shit, you talk about wait till the old people leave big. Wait till I leave for another party. They were like, nigga, you old. You just look young. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, bro, I pray, and I'm going to keep saying that, that every real person in the world receive a friend like Dave, bro, was to me. I can't speak for nobody else. One thing about it, I ain't gonna make him out to be Jesus. Like, but if that nigga didn't fuck with you, he didn't fuck with you. Mm. If he fuck with you, he fuck with you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And back to the E5 thing, like a lot of people ain't gonna understand what it is. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people ain't gonna understand, but them people, everybody, that shit, that greenhouse changed our life. And shouts out to my nigga Duct Tape Dave for pushing me towards. He listened to Rudy and Doe and went over there. He went and got a reading and whatever. And them folk told him shit that he couldn't turn back from. He like, big, I'm telling you, this it. I went over there, shit changed my life. All the things them folks told me for the first year, you got to work on your character. You say things out your mouth that you think can roll off other people's back, but people take your words for face value, man. You're not a regular nigga. Mm. That helped me with this podcast, too. Mm-hmm. I used to be on the podcast saying anything, just anything come out of my mouth. Like, oh, man, fuck these niggas. Smack a nigga. Mm-hmm. But them people allowed me to know, like, no, bro, you can make a motherfucker feel like some wrong shit is right. So that's why I'm more cognizant.
Okay, okay.
That's a big facts, brother. Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm more cognizant of my... You know what I'm saying? I'm being impeccable with my work.
Okay, okay, yes. Two in a row.
You get what I'm saying? I'm just being real. So, and then, like, it ain't nothing like a partner that'll check you, bro. Mm,
yeah.
All these bobblehead-ass niggas, hell yeah, bro. Them niggas will let you die. Tragically. That nigga Dave would call me on my phone like, bro, you know you love your wife. Why you ain't at home? I'm like, get your soft ass off my phone. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just telling you, nigga, you over there stressing. You can just go home. Hang up the phone. Well, you know, you wake up and call me in the morning. I'm over there.
You like, yeah, you right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing like a real friend that know you and don't let you get in the way of you, bro. Mm.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I'm saying? Because we always get in the way of ourselves just through ego, through different shit. But a nigga that can check you for you, that shit rare, bro. That shit rare. And that's what. But the thing about it, I ain't lost now because I remember everything. Anytime, guess what? Even I'm riding in the car crying, I start laughing. Cause I hit a nigga like, "Big, you bitching up, bro. I ain't never seen you bitch up like this." You know what I'm saying? I can feel it.
Yeah.
But I be like, "Bro, you shouldn't have did this."
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm confused.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm sad, mad. I really wish it was somebody I could do something to about this. All that type of shit. But my nigga didn't get killed, gunned down, or no shit like that. He died like a mobster. Mob niggas get killed. Like, in the mob movies, certain niggas get killed. But the Godfathers and all them niggas,
they
die of old age, heart attacks, and fall over.
Or surrounded by family.
You get what I'm saying? Mob shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm looking at it. That's what I'm putting in my life. No nigga didn't kill you. No, you didn't have an untimely death. Whatever God called you to do, bruh. Called you home to do it, I gotta respect it. I can't get in the way of what's for you. I can't be selfish, even though I wanna be so bad. Like, I got family, I got my mama, I got my sister, I got my brother, I got Jade, I got Scream, I got Shy, I got ooh, but bro, I ain't got Dave, bro. That shit different.
It's different.
Bro.
Yeah.
That shit different, bro. That shit different, dog. Nigga, I got like my truck painted with them goddamn obituary. I got them over everywhere. Everywhere I look, everywhere. That nigga different, bro. You can't find a picture on the internet with this nigga ain't smile.
Right.
No, you can't. Bro. You can't.
That's fake.
I was looking at his tags and I'm like, he don't frown.
Never seen a nigga have a bad day.
He don't frown. Mm-hmm. And even if he was having a bad day, we wouldn't know.
Hell no. Nah.
Find a picture of this nigga frowning, bro. That shit cold, bro. But I went and found all my pictures. I'm mug and black ass nigga. My nigga shout out to Wee Wee. Edgewood nigga shout out to Wee Wee.
Yeah.
Let me say this.
Shout it. I'm doing a podcast about Duct Tape Dave, man, right now, man. I just answer the phone for you to give the nigga a shout out, bro.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Whatever
the G shit
over with you did, man. Hold on, shout out. Hold on, we doing the part. I'm recording, bro. Give Dave a shout out. I'm going to call you when I leave here.
Man, King Dave, man. King Dave all day long, boy. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Ed Wood Finest, baby.
Nah, real you shit. Know? And we got the game from you, nigga.
Man, boy, y'all did it well, though. Boy, I'm proud of all y'all niggas, man.
I'm going to call you when I leave out here, shout.
All right, Dave.
Look. Nah, but for real though, I ain't seen Shout. He just got out. I saw him at Dave Funeral. I saw a lot of niggas at Dave Funeral that I ain't talked to in a while and all that shit, man. But like I said, man, I said this the other day. I don't know. I think I told Shante this. I'm really at peace. If I pass away today, I ain't dying with no hate in my heart. I don't hate nobody.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like Dave just did the same shit. He died at peace. So I think I'm finna just find a nigga to hate. I don't want to.
You ain't ready for this.
I ain't ready to go, man. I know my people still need me, man. But Sean, his baby mama Sean, Bunny, that's his daughter, his oldest daughter. Candy Crazy Ass, his other baby mama with the twins. His other baby mama with Ethan. Them folk know. Uncle Black gonna be there. I don't give a damn what it is, nigga. I wouldn't give a fuck what it is. Those are my kids now.
Yeah.
Hold me to that. You know, after the funeral, I love you, bro. Rest in peace. People go their own way and start living their life. That's my life.
Yeah.
That's my life. That's my life. My wife grew up over there by where Dave's dad was from, over in Valencia, over by the hemp and all that. Dave daddy was a true king. David Tatum was a true king. Them folk had maids and shit back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And just he tragically just went missing one time. And then they moved to Edgewood. That's when I met Dave. And they was like 9 or 10, 11 years old or whatever. But they used to always say, nigga, I knew your wife before you did, Dave. her uncle Jojo used to hang with my daddy. Like, nigga, I remember these niggas. So, She took that shit rough. Mm. Shante took that shit fucked up. Like she got the nigga name cut in her head.
That was so dope. I seen that.
She took that shit rough, man. Like everybody, ain't nobody. We could trade stories all day. Nobody got nothing bad to say about Dave unless they did him wrong. Mm. He matched their energy. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And we could sit and talk about this shit every day, all day. I don't know if I'm, like I said, the words was mourning and grieving, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm mourning, grieving, and shock, disbelief, or just glitching.
You could be all of that.
But I think above all that is commemoration. We need to use the rest of the time we have on this earth to commemorate the love and the light that Dave brought to the world.
Facts.
And the goodness that we do for society, amongst our friends, amongst our families, should be a reflection of the light that he put in our lives. Because, again, we're not talking about somebody who is gone forever. He's gone in the physical. Dave's spirit is eternal.
Yeah.
And that we can be upset that he's not here physically, but we can be happy about the memories that we have together and the fact that we know that he's always with us. It just hurts to not be able to touch him, talk to him, hear that voice again. Because we can all hear.
Spirits are different. Exactly. Souls are different. The soul is here. And
right here in this room right now.
Yeah, shit. I don't want to cut you off, Kodak, but I got to say this, man. I want to give big flowers, big cakes, man. Case, you the biggest G in the world. I knew so was up, my boy. His mama called and said he ain't been answering. They called me earlier today, like, Dave ain't been answering the phone. I checked his location because I got his location. I'm like, he had a spot chilling. But then I called him a couple of times and answered. That shit ain't never been like that. But I still try to pray it off like ain't nothing wrong. And I called Case. I said, go down there and do a wellness check. And she went down there and called me back regular, hollering on the phone. Motherfucker, Jay, you strong, dog. Because I couldn't walk in there. I couldn't even walk in the house and see my boy why he passed away. I couldn't.
Shouts out to Shaquan. I had to see him where he was looking back in his natural form, looking good. Man, I couldn't see him in a stress moment because that shit would have lived me. It probably hurt worse. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Hannah for decorating the church. Shouts out to Shaquan. She did an amazing job on the funeral and shit. Made them folks let me drive my boy hearse. I stomped that motherfucker. Nigga, I was jumping curves out there. I was swerving, had the music up, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I see the casket shift. I got you, bro. Nah, man, but nigga, that's the definition of nigga. I'm gonna ride to the end with you. And nigga, this shit ain't gonna stop right here. Your kids, my kids. Ethan, Bunny, the twins are my kids now. But Jay, yeah. I don't know where you get that strength from, Queen, but I appreciate you.
I know.
You had on a dress too.
Dave got you in the dress. Dave has you put on the dress.
You came in there looking like an African queen.
Yeah.
Running shit too.
And still
she
working.
She was one of the runs going up and down the aisle like
and
that.
Still working.
Sit your ass down.
Right.
Jay calling shots.
She like, uh-uh.
I ain't never seen no shit like that in like, the
field. I don't know, like everything that Everything that Black said about Dave was like, it was just like 1,000% on point because, I don't know, Dave was just like a different kind of person. Like, he just, you know, he knew how to give you what you needed. Like, even when you didn't know, like, you know, that was what you needed or whatever. So, you know, he like, I don't know, man. That was just that's like a big ass like hole out of our shit. Cause it's like, man, Dave was like real shit. Dave was like the glue that held everybody together. Like,
nah, cause when I be on some man, fuck Jay. I see Jay pull up Dana sitting at address. Every shit show, you be like, what big baby ticket is it? You know she got to sit beside me because they're going to be on me. Fuck Jay, she coming. He like, bro, she coming, bro. Give me her ticket. Because Jay always keep that. I didn't know. Dave going to make sure she know.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, He was just a really special person and a really integral part of our operation because at the end of the day, he held the shit down and he held all this shit together, like, and it's just, you know, it's just gonna be kinda like weird. It's gonna be kinda like weird without him. And just like, even like, I was telling somebody just the other day, like, cause everybody, you know, is thinking like, oh, you know, cause I found him, like, something's gonna be wrong with me and all this shit, whatever, whatever. Like, I'm good, cause it's like, like, I was telling somebody, like, okay, yeah, I found him. And like, I kept seeing him and shit, but when I see him, it's not like, you know how like when you see something that's like supposed to be like tragic or whatever, it's like some nightmarishy, like bad type shit. Like, it ain't nothing bad and it doesn't scare me. It's just like, I just see him there and it's like, he's just there, like, he's just chilling, but I know, you know what I'm saying, that he's not gonna be back, you know what I'm saying, but it's just, like, he just, like, Dave just really made everything okay, and it was just, you know, that shit just gonna be, like, super weird without him, but I know, like, out of this and out of everything that happened or whatever, he's gonna make sure that, like, even still, like, up there, he's going to make sure that, like, we get what we need, like, mm-hmm. and all the shit that we're supposed to do, he's going to make sure still from up there that, like, we get it done. And I don't know, like, I just really appreciate him, because that nigga's been with me, like, damn near my whole entire adult life. And we used to get into it all the time about all kind of shit, but the nigga never, like, left me. Like, he'll get mad and curse me out and all kind of, like, light-skinned shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, whatever. But at the end of the day, he's still going to make sure that I'm good, like, no matter what. And I don't really have nobody like that. Like, just being real, like, I got a lot of friends that are really amazing friends, but the shit, like, even like with the Taco Tuesday shit, like, I know for a fact Dave didn't feel like going to fucking the taco place every Tuesday. But no matter what, like, he would call me, like 3-4 o'clock, like, big baby, like, what we doing? You know what I'm saying? Pull in, like, come on, let's go ahead and get this shit over with. Like, I'm like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? And we go and we have a good time. And even though I know, like, sometimes that nigga did not feel like being there, that nigga would make that shit the best shit ever and, like, make that shit, like, some shit that, like, I used to look forward to, like, every week. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I know that, like, that's my time with Dave. So, I don't know, like, everybody, we gonna figure out the Tuesday shit or whatever, and I appreciate everybody that's saying, you know, they gonna go with me and all that, and it's like, it's just like, I'm just gonna miss Dave, that's all. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Long live Dave, man. Definitely a 101, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A big, fast classic quote and moment is when Banks said, "You ain't a real nigga till you die one," and I tell y'all both that at the service, you know what I mean? Like, Dave handled his business on this journey from top to bottom, you know what I'm saying? And that's what you got to lean on in them times. You're not going to understand it. You know, we here for you.
Yeah.
And that's all we can say, you know what I'm saying? Definitely long live Duct Tape.
Love you, King.
Big Facts Friday. A special, 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 special Big Facts Friday. Final words?
I love you guys. And
what about random thought?
You have a random thought?
Let's not do random thoughts. Let's do random moments with Duct Tape Dave.
Random thought, man. I wonder if Dave still getting pussy in heaven.
Oh my God.
No, he is. Did you see how many bitches fell out at the funeral?
Bro, that's a lot of bitches trying to let me inherit Dave pussy.
What? Bye. Pussy.
These hoes trying to, like, hey, Bang, you the closest one to him.
Hey, that's like, where we go.
Bro, I'm just being real. Like, that nigga now. Now, all this sympathy pussy, like.
All that posthumous pussy.
Yeah, postpartum pussy. Y'all get the hell out.
Man, it was Bush. It was a lot of women up in there.
Man, listen, man.
Man, these hoes were falling out. Y'all should have been at the wake. At the funeral early, like, before people started coming in, these hoes were falling down on the ground, like, ah!
I seen a few get tattoos, like, bitch, already.
Listen. Like, bitch, I saw your pussy in his phone. Like, it wasn't all that. Like, come
bye.
On.
Why? What are we... Okay. This is where we going.
We finna got there. This shit finna take a turn. For the words.
Like, bitch, you showed me your pussy. Like, listen, come on now. Listen. It wasn't all that. Like,
oh my
God. Why the hell Pink trying to act like she a widow?
What? Bye!
Like, get the hell on, Pink. Shouts out to Pinkzilla, man. Trying to act like she Dave widow.
First, you know how Pink is about Dave. She didn't give Dave a fuck. She didn't care who and what Dave everybody. Had going on. Nah. She like, fuck everybody. This my husband. This is mine.
Nah, shouts out to Sean, man. Shouts out to the whole gang, man. That nigga Dave, he ain't. We done had Dave done been to 100 shit shows. I ain't seen the same bitch twice.
Oh, God.
Like, let's keep it real now. Homie put it up with a different one every time, man.
Man, like, that nigga had a different bitch at Taco Tuesday, and we went every week. Yo. The fuck is you saying, man?
No, man. And the fact that that's facts.
Oh, listen, God. I'm telling you, these hoes try to look like... I know y'all gonna take care of the kid, but...
Who get it hoes? Who get who it hoes go to? Day, I love you to death, nigga.
He probably like, go ahead, big, get
it. He's like, call out Day, nigga, I love you to death, King. We ride till the wheel fall off, nigga. You know how we rocking, nigga. Nigga, last ride, nigga. Nigga, you drove me all our life, nigga. Blind and all. Listen, bro. The last time I saw in the business was in the car with Dave. We was in Courtney's car. Courtney's got a new car. BMW, electric BMW. Dave driving. We pulling up in my apartment. He kept straight and hit the pump. Boom. I like, bro, goddamn, bro, the girls just got the car. He like, big, I can't see. Fuck, you didn't drive. I'm like, all right, man, gonna go down. We'll get this shit fixed. Then he get that shit hard here. Boom, I ain't even tell him. She gonna see this shit, look down at the car like, damn, that what that is. They hit that shit hard here. I said, bro, I thought you can't see it. Like, he's like, bro, I can't see, period. That shit was stressing my boy out. And that going bald shit, like, you know, he kept dread long as he could.
Yeah, I seen those pictures of him with dreads. I thought I was tripping.
Yeah, I'm like,
oh, that's
Dave.
Cut that shit off.
Bro, he tried to cut this shit. When he cut it low, he tried to keep a little afro. I'm like, bro, you got a hole in that.
You got a roof.
He cut it. Bro, I can't get a ball here. My head shape funny. So he cut it all the way low, bro. That's a ball here. Just skin it, bro. Yeah. That nigga, that one tried to give one thing about it. That nigga didn't give up on the hell, his eyes, so I know he not gonna give up on us.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
On some G shit. I love you, bro.
Long live Duct Tape Day, Big Facts Friday. Salute.
Till next week, Big Facts Friday is a wrap. Visit www.bigfactspod.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford. a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.